Exclusive, Kash Patel, baffles the mind why GOP state officials don't investigate Hunter Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on July 5, 2023. It baffles the mind why state and local Republican law enforcement officials refuse to investigate alleged crimes by Hunter Biden and his business associates. All while Democrat state prosecutors appear to have no qualms about targeting former President Donald Trump. Kash Patel exclusively told Breitbart News in a wide-ranging interview about restoring true law and order. While evidence points toward alleged wrongdoing by Hunter Biden and his associates in conservative state and local jurisdictions, the Biden family business appears to benefit from what Kash termed a two-tiered system of justice. He told Breitbart News that local and state elected officials have the authority to probe the alleged wrongdoing without permission. "It's not rocket science," he said. "It baffles the mind. This isn't some arcane scientific formula." Kash said he believes Hunter Biden and his associates potentially committed crimes in as many as 45 states. According to media reports, The Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden's own book, Marco Polo, and the 2020 Senate report, the Biden family business allegedly committed crimes in many conservative states with Republican attorney generals, such as Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, Virginia, and South Carolina. For example, the Daily Mail reported Hunter Biden could be held accountable for alleged prostitution offenses in Florida. A suspicious activity report, SAR, filed by J.P. Morgan Chase named Florida and New York-based Ekaterina Morava after she received tens of thousands of dollars from Hunter's company and women who the first son paid for sex. According to Marco Polo, a nonprofit, photos show Hunter Biden smoking crack cocaine in Arlington, Virginia, on June 12, 2018. In his own memoir, Hunter Biden admits to buying crack in the middle of the night behind a gas station in Nashville, Tennessee. Hunter Biden also allegedly mishandled firearms, according to photos from The Laptop from Hell. "I don't know why state DAs and state attorney generals haven't even bothered to look at the public evidence that's out there, whether it's his laptop or congressional information to prosecute, or at least open a grand jury investigation and send out some subpoenas, get bank and phone records," he questioned. "Whether it's Marco Polo or the information that Congress has put out, I think it's illegal. Crimes, in like 45 plus states for every incident of prostitution. Those are chargeable offenses," he said. They specifically stated he paid dozens of women around the United States of America and overseas for sex activities, and possibly sex trafficking. Not to mention the narcotics use. Each use of a narcotic in any district is a state crime. Any brandishing a firearm illegally is a state crime. And any application in a state force a firearm that you lie on the application for is a state crime. If the state and local officials were to investigate Hunter Biden and his associates, Kash laid out the investigative process, noting that state AGs and state DAs don't need authorization from anyone to do anything, he said. That's what they were elected to do. Related video, no. Biden snaps at reporter asking about involvement with Hunter's shakedown text. First, you subpoena all the documents and information, you get depositions under oath. And then you put together an investigation. Let's look at where the money came from. Let's get the bank accounts, the statements and see what he used. Whether he was cash, whether you use the banking system. Let's see where the victims were. Were the victims in our backyard? Were they in our state? There's your jurisdictional nexus. Go talk to the victims. Send cops out to do interviews. And most importantly, put Hunter Biden in the grand jury. He is not above the law. State AGs are at the top of the pyramid in every state, Kash explained. But you just need one DA in one county and one state to make a move. They're not beholden to anyone but the county, not even the state AG. So there's like two levels in the state system where you can go at it from, and as far as I know, none of them have acted. Kash raised the question if Donald Trump Jr. would receive the same treatment from local and state officials if the laptop from hell was his. What if Hunter Biden's laptop was Don Jr.'s laptop? Would we even be having this conversation? He asked. State agencies and DAs who have failed to act are more at fault, in my opinion, for this two-tiered system of justice right now than the government gangsters at the DOJ and FBI are, because they're sitting on the sidelines and letting it happen, Kash told Breitbart News. And then you see DAs in New York go after Trump for what I think are bogus charges, he pointed out. You see a two-tier system of justice. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.